In this season of the Gen to Gen podcast, we are talking about love. The ups, the downs, the meet cutes, the marriage proposals, and the sometimes good and sometimes bad marriage advice. This preview episode is an insight into two of the guests on season two, JP and Nora, and Phil and Jeannie, who are gracious with their time and shared their stories of how they met. Hint, it's Facebook and calculus class. Their marriage proposals, their wedding, and any advice that they have. So this is just a preview. If you want to subscribe, the link is in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy.
You know, I have never looked back. I've never regretted, questioned, or rethought anything when it comes to my relationship with Nora. And, you know, I consider myself very lucky that Facebook brought us together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you didn't say this before, but you actually sent a note to Mark Zuckerberg and invited him to the wedding.
I tried to get Mark to come out, and he ignored me.
Yeah.
We were juniors in high school, and we were in calculus together, and I was dating somebody else, and I broke up with them, and he was also in our calculus class. And then to get back at him, I, you know, as a junior in high school does, I switched to the other side of the room, you know, my seat, and I sat next to Phil.
That's how we met. So I was a rebound, technically, I suppose. I just happened to be sitting in the right spot, I guess.
I mean, we just have a lot of respect for each other, and, you know, we haven't had like the kind of throw down, blowout kind of arguments. Nope. We see a lot of things on the same page, but I think the things that we disagree on, kind of respect for each kind of tempers that, and, you know, we try to see the other person's side. And
like, all the advice we ever got was shit advice.
What advice do you get?
Like, we definitely have a different take on marriage, I think, than most people. And, like, you know, marriage is one of those things, like, you have to choose to do. Meaning, like, it's not a happily fairy tale. And I think that all of the advice we ever got was, like, oh my God, you found your soulmate. It's going to be so easy. I don't know. We never got real advice. It was all like, I remember anytime anyone gave us advice, I remember thinking like, they have no idea what they're doing. Like, for real. And so, I don't know.
I mean, some of the good stuff that I've heard, I don't know if I've heard it directly from like a friend or family, is from my perspective to try to somewhat equitably distribute the chores and stuff. And I'm not always the best at doing that, admittedly.
Yeah, but he's way better than all my friends and their stupid husbands.
But, you know, trying to make sure that not all of the house stuff, the cooking, the cleaning, the stuff is put on her shoulders is the typical traditional thing. And a lot of, you know, like a lot of her friends' husbands sometimes do that. And I'm not always the greatest at it, but I cook, I help clean. It makes for a more equitable relationship. I also, you know, I also don't micromanage anything. She, you know, I don't ask her where she is all the time.
Oh, that would be bad. Yeah.
So we have a pretty open relationship in that respect.
I just remember all the advice we ever got was never anything that's actually useful. I think that people portray marriage as being like you find your soulmate and you're just married forever and it's just going to be fine. But it's more so like, you know, you have to choose to be married and you have to, it's hard work and sacrifices. You know what I mean? But nobody ever really warns you for that, I don't think. Or maybe we just don't have good relatives who give advice.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, it's always work. You know, you can't be a fully, fully independent person and then be in a you know.
Yeah, because I sure as hell won't live in Nebraska.
You know, you have everyone.